Light of the Bhagavat, verse 3. Attracted by electricity throughout the sky, and driven by forceful winds, clouds gradually cover the surface of the earth in order to satisfy the needy people by supplying water, which is the substance of their life. The clouds bestow rains upon man, just as the mercy of Krishna, who is always kind to the needy living beings. We should always know that God is ever kind to us. Despite our gross disobedience to the laws of God's nature, Krishna is kind enough to look after our maintenance. Water is one of the most important items for our maintenance, because without water, we can neither produce food grains nor quench our thirst. And water is also required very liberally for many other purposes. Thus, Krishna has preserved water on 3/4 of the globe and has made it salty just to preserve it. Salty water does not decompose, and that is the arrangement of providence. Krishna has engaged the all-powerful sun to evaporate the water of planets like Earth and then distill it into clear water in the clouds and stock it on the peaks of mountains, just as we stock water in overhead tanks for later distribution. Part of the stock of water is refrigerated into ice, so that it will not flood the earth for no good purpose. The ice melts gradually throughout the year, flows down through the great rivers, and glides down once again to the sea for preservation. Therefore, the laws of God's nature are neither blind nor accidental, as men with a poor fund of knowledge conclude. For behind the laws of nature is the living brain of God Himself, just as there is always a lawmaker behind all the laws of the state. It does not matter whether or not we see the lawmaker behind the common laws, for we must admit that there is a lawmaker. Matter can never work automatically without a living hand, and therefore we must admit the existence of God, the Supreme Living Being, who is behind the laws of nature. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that nature works under His superintendence. Nature is only a power, and behind the power is a powerhouse, a brain, just as behind electrical power there is an electrical powerhouse where everything is conducted by the brain of the resident engineer. Material nature also works so nicely and not blindly because of the superintendence of the Supreme Powerful God. In the Vedic hymns, the Atharva Veda, the same thing is confirmed. For it is only under the superintendence of God Himself that all natural laws are conducted. Krishna distributes His mercy in the form of rains on the scorched earth at times of dire necessity. Krishna supplies rain when we are practically on the verge of death for want of water. God is merciful undoubtedly, but He bestows His mercy upon us when we need it most. This is so because we forget God as soon as we obtain this mercy. We should therefore remember the mercy of God constantly if we want to avoid distress. We are eternally related with God, despite the state of forgetfulness already described above. Bhagavad Gita confirms that the laws of nature are stringent because they are conducted by three different modes, goodness, passion, ignorance. But one who surrenders unto Krishna overcomes the stringency of nature easily. Your mother, known as Vedas, points out who you really are. While your father is Lord Krishna, who is near but also far. So don't play with Maya, cause you're playing with fire. No, don't play with Maya, cause you're playing with fire. Burn, baby, burn, baby, burn.